When the woman gets within 20 yards of the body he's dumped, the watcher presses his body into the earth and raises his binoculars to his eyes. She's in her mid-50s and accompanied by a Labrador puppy on a retractable leash. She's relaxed, enjoying the walk and the time away from the stresses of work and family life. Her face is familiar. After a moment's thought, he places her. The woman approaching the body is Mrs. Halliburton, his former history teacher. As she nears the body, his thoughts float back 20 years to a classroom full of bored children feigning interest in the Civil War. Details about the Confederates, the Union, and various characters like Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant are sketchy at best. Yet he has total recall about the looks he shared with Jennifer Braidwood. He brings his mind back to the present as he sees the puppy straining at its leash, tail between its legs. Its nose points at the body as clumsy paws scrabble for purchase on the pine needles littering the trail. He sees the look on Mrs. Halliburton's face change. She spied the bare leg poking out of the bushes, just like he'd planned someone would when he laid the body there. He didn't plan for her to be the one to find the body, but he did plan for it to be found. The watcher sees her cross herself and rein in the puppy. With it stationed at her heel, she takes short, tentative steps forward until she is at the bush. She lifts one foot and nudges the exposed calf with the toe of her hiking boots. He waits for her to realize there won't be a reaction.